Well, the good news is I'm the last speaker today, but the bad news is it's scheduled to go till 4 o'clock, so that's a long time.
Rosa Farmer sit at tables in an Ohio State University Extension classroom. Everyone has a training manual, and a teacher at the head of the room explains a PowerPoint projected on the board.
We want to make sure to minimize erosion, which we're doing a great job of with cover crops, with no tillage, with our grass waterways.
These farmers are here under a law passed in 2014. Most Ohio farmers are required to attend a 3-hour training where they learn new ways to spread fertilizer. The goal is to minimize runoff into streams that lead to Lake Erie. If they don't take the training, they can face fines or even misdemeanor charges for not being certified. So far, more than 12,000 farmers have been trained. But in a conference call earlier this year, Ohio Department of Agriculture Director David Daniels says thousands still haven't attended the class.
We believe that there are probably between 6,000 and 10,000 more people that need to get certified before the deadline this fall.
The deadline is September 30th. And with so many left to train, Ohio State University has teamed up with the Department of Agriculture, hosting more than 100 training sessions over the next 6 months. Christy Meyer of the Ohio Environmental Council wants the training to reach even more farmers. Her organization is watching to see what happens after the September deadline.
We'd really like to start to see the Department of Agriculture going out, doing some random audits, and seeing how we're doing with this training program.
Meyer says the training is just one part of the solution.
We need to come to the table, and we need to pass some meaningful but common sense standards to really solve this problem. It's going to take common sense regulation.
This training is one of the only requirements farmers have to face. Most management practices aimed at reducing runoff are voluntary. Farmer Adam Kurian says anyone applying fertilizer should be certified. He runs a grain and livestock farm in Hancock County. It's far from Lake Erie, but streams in the area all drain into the lake.
The rules that they've imposed or that they've enacted, they changed some things that we can do, but nothing egregious. I mean, it was nothing that strayed too far away from the way that we were doing things anyhow.
He says the training shows farmers are willing to do their part to resolve the runoff problem.
It at least gives me some assurance that, hey, I did what I'm supposed to. I'm trying to follow the rules to the best of my ability.
Kurian took the class last year. He says some farmers might be waiting to pair it up with another certification. Ohio is one of only two Great Lakes states that requires this type of training. Indiana is the other. Still, the International Joint Commission, a binational group that helps regulate the Great Lakes, says other states should take Ohio and Indiana's lead. The commission says there should be more regulations for farmers instead of purely voluntary programs. The commission's Raj Bajankawar.
We cannot control how much rain falls or what is the summer would look like. There is nothing we can do. We don't have control, but the one thing we have control is how much nutrient can get into the lakes.
Water quality in the Great Lakes is sure to be a topic of conversation as the commission holds public meetings around the region throughout March. In the U.S., meetings are scheduled for Detroit, Toledo, and Buffalo. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.